All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, May 13th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 12-game MLB main slate today, 2-game NBA playoff slate, 2-game NHL playoff slate, and it is PGA Championship week. So it should be a good day of DFS here. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. It is Monday, so we do have to announce the winners of our Birdie Battle Challenge for this last week. For those of you who are not signed up yet, in case you didn't know, we are doing a promotion for the golf over the summer here, where you can win the grand prize of 2 tickets to the 2025 Masters. I have dropped the link to sign up in the YouTube chat here. And we are giving away weekly prizes as well. So we are going to announce the winners for this last week here, with our top finisher getting a custom SaberSim golf hat and then an entry into our end of the season Masters free roll. And then we're going to be selecting one person who participated this week to get free entry into next week's contest. So our top finisher for this last week here for the Wells Fargo tournament was BCAP888 with a third place finish and 545 fantasy points. Congratulations to you. And then I'm going to grab all the winners, all the participants here, everybody who participated. Looked like we had just about 100 people. Drop them in our trusty wheel of names here. Hit shuffle a few times, and we are going to spin to see who gets free entry into the DraftKings $3.20 max for this upcoming week. Prop Killer is the winner. Congratulations. So congratulations to Prop Killer and BCAP. Our support team will reach out to both of you so you can claim your prizes. Appreciate you guys participating each and every week. It is a Masters week. You know, if you guys have been doing the Birdie Battle, we do have rewards where you can just play all four majors and get an entry into the end of the season Masters free roll. So there are prizes for participating each and every week, and then there are prizes for participating for all of the majors. So don't miss out on the action this week, and I hope that you guys have a fun sweat here over the over this week coming up here. So it should be a fun tournament. All right. Let's get SaberSim pulled up. We will jump into questions. And as always, if you have questions, you can drop them in the queue, and we'll get to all the questions before the end of the show. All right. So first question for today comes from Jay Sams Jr. Question says, what are some things to look at when trying to find good one-off players with a more consistent upside? So I was reading this question, you know, And I think that there was one part of it that like really, really stood out to me, right? And it was this word consistent, you know, and what we're talking about, we're talking about one-offs, right? We're mostly talking about MLB. Like a one-off is if you have a 5-2-1 stack, like, hey, how do you find that one player that is going to do good on their own, right? And the word consistent I find it interesting, right? Because even if we sort by projection, we pull up, you know, the highest projected batter on any given day, Shohei Ohtani, right? We all know how great Ohtani is. All of his numbers, he's just crushing as always. And we pull up his, you know, fantasy point graph here, projected for about 10 points. But then when we look at his graph, you know, his most likely outcome is still 0 points, which he's getting about 22% of the time, right? And it goes down to 17%, 16%, you know, as we approach his average projection of 10, he's getting that about 14% of the time. So like even a player such as Shohei Ohtani, you know, his average projection, his most likely outcome is still 0 fantasy points. So I say that to say that, you know, there really isn't such a thing as like consistent one-offs here. honestly, what I think like the answer to your question is to play more lineups. You know what I mean? Check out our DFS profit plan. It helps you to get more lineups down on a given day. Like, rather than trying to pick one lineup and find that one off who's going to help you get there, like, no, build out a portfolio of lineups, play them all, and you're going to have, you know, multiple different one-offs throughout that set as you diversify. And that is basically helping you, like, having more shots on goal, having more lineups in play is going to help you find one-off players who do ultimately end up doing well, right? So there isn't like some secret sauce like, hey, you know, this guy is like the one-off that you want. What some people will do is say that they want their one-offs to have a good home run rate, right? So you think about like players who can get there on their own are usually hitting home runs because they don't need a team environment to score points. So one thing that I've seen people do, come in and sort by home run, and then go down here and just like pick a number, maybe 0.15 for home runs, right? These are the number of home runs they hit on average in the Sims. So then what I would do is go in and make a rule, group automatic, and say if at least one player per team who has home runs less than 0.15, then use at least one player on the same team. So what you're saying is like, hey, if this guy has a low home run rate, I only want to use him in a stack, which is one way that you can curate your one-off pool. I've seen people do this for stolen bases as well. You know, people will use different stats and come to their own kind of conclusions about this. So if you're trying to curate your one-off pool, this is what I would do. But ultimately, you know, it's going to be really, really hard given the variance of baseball batters to like know which one-offs are good and which one-offs are bad on any given day. All right, we did have a question about WNBA that I answered earlier this morning in Discord, but since then, in case you guys missed it, there was an update to the app where if you go click the date, go to all slates, click the sport drop down here, you are going to see WNBA has been added as a sport. Disclaimer that we do not have Sims slash projections for WNBA, but if you do have a custom set of projections, you can use our optimizer to build your lineups. So, I think I might be wrong here. You know, possibly check out our partners over at Run Pure Sports. I'm almost positive they did WNBA last year. I'm not sure if they did or not, but you could always check them out to see if they have projections, and their projections are always solid for whatever sports they support. So if you're looking for a source, that would be my first stop. All right. Next question here from Kevlar. Question said, there are some slates I feel like punting at catcher. How do I set a rule that will only include catchers that are under a certain dollar amount, or is that something I just have to do manually before building? Thanks, as always. Okay, so in case you guys aren't familiar with the term punting, that means that, hey, I just want to pick like a low salary player. I don't have that much expectation for them, and I kind of hope that they return it for a touchdown, right? To finish off the football analogy there. You're punting. You don't have a ton of hope that something great is going to come of it, but you would be happy with the outcome regardless of what happens here, right? So in such a case, what I would recommend is setting a player pool filter. So what I would do is, you know, probably just come in here and like look at the catchers, right? And then, you know, let's say I come in here, I sort by projection, scroll to the top, and maybe, you know, I sort, maybe even I sort by salary, right? I come in here and it's like, you know what? I really don't want to play any catcher greater than 3,600 salary. Maybe this is like my cutoff, right? Maybe I make a cutoff here at Connor Wong. So then what I would do before I even build my lineups is come to the filters, go to add filter, and then I would say show players with salary less than, and then I'm going to say 3,700 because Connor Wong was 3,600, and then I'm going to uncheck all of the positions beside catcher. Catcher is the only one I'm going to leave checked here. And then I'm going to save that. And then when I come in here, all of these catchers that are 3,700 salary or greater are basically not in the player pool for me anymore, and only the catchers who are less than that are left here. So I think, you know, in my opinion, that is probably the best and easiest way to curate your catcher pool if that's something that you're looking to do. Just go and set a player pool filter, use salary as your requirement here, and then build your lineups after the fact. So that would be my best advice. All right. Taking a peek here, looks like we are all caught up with questions in the Discord as well as the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Our support team will reach out to the winners for the birdie battle for the Wells Fargo last week. And we are looking forward to the PGA Championship this week. So if you guys aren't signed up, that link is in the chat here. Get signed up for the major. And we look forward to hopefully somebody taking down a millimaker. So appreciate you guys. I will be right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.